two decades of successful biodiversity stewardship put South Africa at the forefront of inclusive conservation in partnership with communal and private landowners. South Africa's Biodiversity Stewardship Program has emerged as the country's most effective mechanism for expanding protected areas for the benefit of people and nature, securing 2.76 million hectares across 469 sites in the last 20 years. Established in the early 2000s, the Biodiversity Stewardship Program enables conservation authorities to enter into voluntary agreements with private and communal landowners to protect biodiversity priority areas through a range of conservation options. These include formally declared protected areas such as national parks, nature reserves, and protected environments, along with conservation areas through voluntary biodiversity stewardship agreements. By conserving intact landscapes, wetlands, catchments, strategic water source areas, and ecological corridors, these areas provide essential ecosystem services such as freshwater, carbon storage, soil protection, pollination, and climate resilience. The value of these services amounts to hundreds of billions of rand annually. Over the past two decades, around 2.76 million hectares have been signed up through stewardship arrangements, accounting for some 90% of all protected area expansion under the National Environmental Management Protected Areas Act of 2003, and delivering significant environmental, economic, and social benefits to the country. These details are revealed in an analysis of 20 years of implementing South Africa's Biodiversity Stewardship Program, launched at the recent 4th National Biodiversity Stewardship Conference in Kimberley. The assessment forms part of World Bank-funded initiatives aligned with South Africa's biodiversity economy objectives. The assessment notes that by securing critical ecosystems through collaborative partnerships with private and communal landowners, the program delivers long-term benefits for biodiversity, people, and the economy. It also evaluates the impact, lessons learnt, and future of a successful stewardship program while taking into account South Africa's complex socioeconomic and environmental landscape. Mr. Shanasani Munjedzi, Chief Executive Officer of the South African National Biodiversity Institute, SANBI, said, "Biodiversity stewardship tells an important South African story that conservation works best when it is inclusive, partnership-driven, and rooted in the landscapes where people live and work. From the early days of CAPE to today's 2.76 million hectares under stewardship, we have shown that protecting nature can go hand in hand with creating jobs, securing water resources, and building climate resilience. The next chapter must be even bolder, investing in youth, communities, and extension capacity, strengthening governance and finance, and ensuring that stewardship remains a cornerstone of how we secure nature's contribution to people and livelihoods for generations to come." South Africa is internationally recognized as a megadiverse country, hosting extraordinary levels of species richness, endemism, and ecosystem diversity, including three globally significant biodiversity hotspots. But biodiversity is under increasing pressure. According to the National Biodiversity Assessment, 36% of terrestrial ecosystems and 65% of inland aquatic ecosystems are currently threatened. As biodiversity underpins critical sectors of the economy, including tourism, agriculture, fisheries, forestry, water security, and biotrade, its protection is essential for sustainable economic growth and livelihood security. The findings affirm the program's growing importance in supporting South Africa's climate adaptation and resilience objectives. Healthy ecosystems reduce vulnerability to droughts, floods, and other climate-related impacts, helping communities and industries adapt to a changing climate. The program has also demonstrated economic benefits, particularly in rural and communal landscapes. Biodiversity stewardship enables job creation through natural resource management, invasive species control, conservation management, tourism, and enterprise development. Beyond its conservation achievements and livelihood benefits, biodiversity stewardship has become a key mechanism for delivering on both national and international policy commitments. The program plays a significant role in South Africa's implementation of the Kunming-Montreal Global Biodiversity Framework, particularly Target 3, which calls for the effective conservation and management of protected and conserved areas. It also supports national priorities outlined in the National Development Plan, National Biodiversity Strategy and Action Plan, National Protected Area Expansion Strategy, White Paper on Conservation and Sustainable Use of Biodiversity, and the National Biodiversity Economy Strategy. Importantly, the program provides the legal certainty and governance framework needed to attract investment into the biodiversity economy, ecological restoration initiatives, sustainable agriculture, and nature-based tourism ventures. Biodiversity stewardship tells an important South African story: that conservation works best when it is inclusive, partnership-driven, and rooted in the landscapes where people live and work, said Shanasani Munjedzi, CEO of SANBI. From the early days of CAPE Partnership, a government and civil society program hosted by SANBI to protect the Cape Floristic Region, CFR, to today's 2.76 million hectares under stewardship, South Africa has shown that protecting nature can go hand in hand with creating jobs, securing water resources, and building climate resilience. The next chapter must be even bolder: investing in youth, communities, and extension capacity, strengthening governance and finance, and ensuring that stewardship remains a cornerstone of how we secure nature's contribution to people and livelihoods for generations to come. Dr. Mornay Du Plessis, CEO of WWF South Africa. Significantly, this 20-year assessment shows that devolving the management responsibility from the state to landowners, be they private or communal owners, is not only the most inclusive way of growing our formal conservation areas, but also the most cost-effective way of safeguarding South Africa's extraordinary biodiversity. Looking ahead, biodiversity stewardship is a tool, including everything from contractual national parks to other effective area-based conservation measure, OECMs, that provides us with a realistic opportunity of achieving our most ambitious goals while enabling both people and nature to thrive. Success stories and partnerships between government, NGOs, and the private sector. In Mpumalanga, the Kwamandlangempisi Protected Environment, South Africa's first protected environment declared under the current Protected Areas legislation, demonstrates how long-term partnerships between landowners, communities, NGOs, and government can conserve biodiversity while sustaining productive agricultural landscapes. The proposed Grasslands National Park in the Eastern Cape highlights a new model of inclusive conservation at the highest level, where private and communal landowners voluntarily agree to manage their land sustainably and derive economic benefit through activities such as agriculture and tourism. The Mgundeni Community Protected Environment in KwaZulu-Natal highlights how biodiversity stewardship can support community development, sustainable farming, youth and women's participation, and biodiversity conservation through strong local leadership and long-term partnerships. The Melodi Thaba Tsametsi Protected Environment demonstrates the potential of biodiversity stewardship to protect critical water source areas on communal land while supporting rural livelihoods and strengthening climate resilience. The Mabola Protected Environment is a nationally significant example of how biodiversity stewardship helps safeguard South Africa's strategic water source areas and ecologically sensitive landscapes from incompatible development pressures. Nambidi Private Game Reserve illustrates how conservation paired with tourism can generate substantial economic benefits by creating more than 220 jobs, community ownership, and revenue sharing while conserving nearly 10,000 hectares of biodiverse habitat. At Babinango Game Reserve, biodiversity stewardship partnerships have supported ecological restoration and job creation, with more than 1,500 hectares of invasive alien vegetation cleared and 40 local community members trained and employed through natural resource management programs. Biodiversity stewardship has played a critical role in supporting WWF's Black Rhino Range expansion project, BRREP, helping to secure at least 5 sites as protected areas, including community-owned land of some 870 hectares. Partnerships between government and NGOs have been instrumental to the program's success, providing technical expertise, funding, and implementation support. Between them, NGOs have leveraged more than R13 billion for biodiversity conservation initiatives in South Africa, with much of this investment linked directly to biodiversity stewardship projects. International and local funding partners, including the Global Environment Facility, GEF, Critical Ecosystem Partnership Fund, CEPF, WWF Nedbank Green Trust, Table Mountain Fund, and Leslie Hill Succulent Karoo Trust, have helped expand conservation efforts and support landowner and community participation.